Compilations. The year in crazy is here. Everything must go. with a year in crazy, you'll get
crazy climate,
crazy for Crimea, Keystone crazy,
corporate commandments crazy,
a crazy casino billionaire,
crazy campaign cash, and clickbait crazy.
You'll also get
militia crazy with a crazy rancher,
crazy killings of unarmed black men,
militarization crazy, and good old-fashioned gun crazy.
But wait, it gets crazier, like bombing our own stuff crazy because of jihadist crazies who bring out the crotchety crazies, which leads to a reunion of neocon crazies
who liked that rectal feeding craze.
And if you act now, the year in crazy brings you crazy for drones,
crazy wearable gizmos,
crazy tech boom buses with crazily gentrifying emissions,
and
crazy consolidating connectivity.
The execution craze, crazy misogynist gamers, and crazy Congress can all be yours.
Hurry, collect the entire year in crazy before it's gone.
News at 10 last night. We aired a clip from a protest in Washington, D.C., where we reported protesters were chanting, "Kill a cop." We received a phone call from Tawanda Jones, who was in the video, who informed us that the chant was actually, "We won't stop, we can't stop, till killer cops are in cell blocks."
And that meant he got a thing called a Daily Mail, which is a newspaper, given...
David Cameron is espousing a popular modernist there.
And you have to espouse it and espouse it and espouse it when you are faced with this massive inequality which we've got at the moment. So you have to constantly bang home the idea that the people at the top are the people who got there through their amazing genius and talent and efforts, and that they deserve to be there and that this is the correct social order.
For example, Lord Rothermere. Now, what he brilliantly done is he came out of the vagina of this lady who was married to a person whose name was also Lord Rothermere. And that meant he got a thing called a Daily Mail, which is a type of newspaper, given to him. Brilliant move!
So smart.
If he had not come
so
out of that
smart.
Vagina,
yeah.
He wouldn't have done it.
That's right.
I don't think there's anyone in this country who would look back on this year and say, you know what, this was a really great one for the history books. In fact, arguably, 2014 has been pretty shitty for most Americans. Let's go through the list now of just some of the most horrible things that have happened this year. First of all, we started off the year with the devastating polar vortex. The International Panel on Climate Change continually reminds us that we are, without question, destroying the world. But James Inhofe disagrees, and he is now set to become the chair of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. The mainstream media completely ignored the biggest climate change rally in world history. Unrest between police and citizens reached a new high, where two NYPD officers are killed in broad daylight. Police kill Eric Garner, police kill Michael Brown, police kill Tamir Rice, police kill John Crawford, and police run away from Cliven Bundy. President Obama recommits troops to Iraq. North Korea wins a hacking war with Sony. Republicans freak out over relations with Cuba, over immigration, over Keystone XL, over legalized marijuana, over same-sex marriage, and over women still having the right to vote. The United States Supreme Court pissed all over the First Amendment with their rulings in Hobby Lobby and McCutcheon. Ebola infected fewer than 5 U.S. citizens, yet everyone still lost their minds. Smashing Pumpkins released a new album. General Motors recalled millions of vehicles because they were killing people just to save a couple dollars per car. Jeb Bush says he may run for president. Hillary Clinton says she may run for president, and Elizabeth Warren says that she will not run for president. The Sarah Palin Channel launches. Phil Robertson is still on the air, making a fool of himself in the name of good morals. Florida re-elects a criminal governor. Wisconsin re-elects an incompetent governor. Rick Perry is still saying things out loud. Michelle Bachmann is also still saying things out loud. Louis Gohmert is a thing. Chris Christie is still bullying his way through American politics. Republicans take over the Senate, gain large majorities in the House, and the country prepares for a new year with absolutely no progress. Oh, and President Barack Obama wore a tan suit, which for some reason is apparently bad. I've never been accused of being an optimist, but I have to say that I don't think 2015 could be any worse than 2014. But I have been wrong before. Come here and do the right thing. Get up and have a party. Get up. Get up. Come here and do the right thing. Get up and have a party. Get up. Get up.
Got no past, no future. Fumbling through the ether, take a ride in Aquila. Cost you 30 liras, push your dealer, hits the meter. A shrewd operator in the shadow of a beacon. Have a dirty weekend, interesting proposition. Insinuate and listen. Listen. What a way to make a living. Scissors to the ribbon. Throw my hands like a reverend. Triple sixties, double sevens. When I get down to this, a catalyst. Huh. For a revolution. Got fun, I got something sweet.
what you call sin, so you lose. I win. I saw something that I posted today. I won't do any turn the wrong way.
Get up! Get up! Get up! Get up! Come in!
All right, hey everybody, listen, this is Dr. Furious, and I just wanted to say thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, we are rocking out and celebrating the fact that we have made it through 2014. So on this New Year's Day, we're blasting out some of the craziest beats that we had, that have been keeping us going, and also, you know, just got a hit on some craziness that's going out in the world. As well as, we're going to play stuff like that. Last song there was probably the best song, I'd say. I'm throwing it out early. The Young Fathers, Get Up. Seriously, probably Furious's favorite of 2014. And also, other goodness, good stuff. We started this album off with Clark. He had a great, cool new album. Peter White, who is an amazing artist. Paul White. And Peter White was a professor of mine. Sorry. And what else did we throw? Oh, of course, the new Flying Lotus. The amazing album that he did in there with Kendrick Lamar, that one track. So we're going to keep playing some good stuff. And I hope you enjoy the opportunity to just let it all go. We got still a little bit more partying in us, hopefully. So this is a new one from 2014, well, one of the best of 2014. It was new in 2014. Caribou, who came through town here, and we actually got some cool new tickets for that. So anyway, we're going to rock that out, and thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm Furious! Oh, yeah, go to furiousg.blogspot.com for all the old shows, and WCOMFM.org if you want to support Micropower Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Furious! I can't do without you.
informed us that the chant was actually, "We won't stop, we can't stop, till killer cops are in cell blocks." We here at Fox 45 News work hard each and every day to earn your trust and bring you fair and comprehensive news from around the country.
Yeah,
and
that's
around
the pick,
kid.
Concludes our local coverage this hour of the developments in Ferguson. Obviously, tensions remaining extremely high here in the greater St. Louis area, with many fearing our community will never be the same. Just unbelievable. Please, stay safe out there. Okay, while the protests aren't the only thing happening in our area, let's toss it over, as we always do, to our morning team for Rise and Smile with Kip and Jenny.
We're good.
No, please don't.
What do you guys have for us today?
Could we just show a rerun or something?
You're live.
Deep breath, Jenny. Just read the prompter.
Thanks for making us part of your morning, St. Louis. It's time to rise and smile.
But please don't play the jingle.
Get out and start. Jump in, hey, hey, in the cheerful St. Louis way. From Chesterfield to Ferguson. Kip and Jenny, make your morning fun.
Rise and smile, St. Louis.
Okay, let's just plow through this. How was your weekend, Jenny?
Spend it holding a fireplace poker and protecting my property. So why don't we skip the chit-chat and talk about some weekend events?
Enrollment is open for the annual 5K Holiday Fun Run. If you're looking for a good jog, it's being called the most superior race in town. Now, why would you write that phrase?
Downtown on December 9th, the Black Keys are performing... I'm sorry, the Black Keys. I'm truly sorry.
I'm going to continue speaking quickly so I don't think about that moment.
Oh, I just thought of someone that's not us. Let's go to Trisha Darby with a traffic report. Trisha, how's the traffic out there?
Bad.
Tranquilizer gun. If any of these little fuckers decide to freak out on the kids, I get to take them down.
Get that right, mother.
Oh, what? That's what I thought. Shut up. Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful tranq gun on the market. Huh. Got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it could puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Oh! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Ha! Whoa!
Yes!
Oh my god!
Oh my God, I did. Is this bad? Is this bad?
You should pull that out. That shit is not cool. Wait. Pull what out? The dart, man. You got a fucking dart in your neck. You're crazy, man. I like you, but you're crazy.
That's right.
But just at the last minute, out he came. Dane him out there, grabbed it.
There is no shortcut to a land of opportunity. No quick fix, no easy way to do it. You build it business by business.
Companies, they don't have people who clock on at 9 a.m.
Mining magnate. And she says, you know, anyone could be a millionaire. If the poor got off their butts and stopped smoking so much and drinking so much and socialising so much, they could be like me. Now, it helps to inherit one of the world's biggest iron ore mines from your dad and a few $1 billion on top of that. But
all that's I came out of this vagina here. There was a mine right there near to the vagina, but enough for me to own it.
Tour 8 months ahead, the cities stay pretty much set in stone, so here I am to cook with you here in this part of the country.
Mostly about the dancers. Besides, I'm kind of the guy that says noise.
Whoa. Yes!
Rice, police kill John Crawford, and police run away from Cliven Bundy. President Obama recommits troops to Iraq. North Korea wins a hacking war with Sony. Republicans freak out over relations with Cuba, over immigration, over Keystone XL, over legalized marijuana, over same-sex marriage, and over women still having the right to vote. The United States Supreme Court pissed all over the First Amendment with their rulings in Hobby Lobby and McCutcheon. Ebola infected fewer than 5 U.S. citizens, yet everyone still lost their minds. Smashing Pumpkins released a new album. General Motors recalled millions of vehicles because they were killing people just to save a couple dollars per car. Jeb Bush says he may run for president. Hillary Clinton says she may run for president. And Elizabeth Warren says that she will not run for president. The Sarah Palin channel launches. Bill Robertson is still on the air, making a fool of himself in the name of good morals. Florida re-elects a criminal governor. Wisconsin re-elects an incompetent governor. Rick Perry is still saying things out loud. Michelle Bachmann is also still saying things out loud. Louis Gohmert is a thing. Chris Christie is still bullying his way through American politics. Republicans take over the Senate, gain large majorities in the House, and the country prepares for a new year with absolutely no progress. I wish I never met you.
That's awesome. What? You just took one in the jugular, man. Whoa. Yes! God, I did. Is this bad? Is this bad?
You should pull that out. That shit is not cool. Wait. Wait.
What?
The dart, man. You got a fucking dart in your neck. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
We'll be right back. grave concern. CIA search may well have violated.
I'm glad we can finally talk face to face.
No.
No. Listen, we have a lot to talk about. First, I need to.
Yeah, no.
that is heading north.
If you want it,
that means it's shut down two people in the street.
Everybody, you're listening to WCOM-FM, LPFM, low-power, micro-powered, community-powered, volunteer-powered, straight out of the community here, low-power, locally grown, so many ways. I'm Dr. Furious, Furious George. This is Furious George Show as we rock out here on New Year's and spotlighting all kinds of cool, crazy new music that we've been listening to this year, as well as, of course, all highlighting a couple of the crazies that are out there effing things up and doing all kinds of other nutty stuff. Like, in fact, that some of the music there, some of the sounds were live recordings I pulled out of some of the New York Eric Garner protests. I think they're calling the movement the Black Lives Matter movement, which is pretty cool. Similar to the Occupy theme. Similar to the old school anti-globalization protests and environmental protests. So anyway, we're going to rock out here for the next couple hours into the new year. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. I'm Furious. Oh yeah, this next album, this next song is The Young Fathers. We're going to throw in them right now. They're the most rockin'est 2014 and into the 2015. I'm sure it's going to be cool. And, of course, in the background, there's some Gasoline Killer, which is always cool. Thanks, Furious. I'm Furious.
Fucker!